This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2445, Law of Equal Effort. Do Big Things Without Burning Out, part one, by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. And I'm Justin Mollick. And today I have a bit of a longer post. I'll read the first half today, then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. Law of Equal Effort. Do Big Things Without Burning Out. Part 1 by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. The problem? Our biggest goals are hardest to achieve because we burn out early. We burn out because we work hard and slack off at exactly the wrong times. The solution? Do the opposite of what feels normal. Work hard when it's easy and scale back when it's hard. I run marathons, but I'm hardly a leading expert on running. I've never followed a formal training schedule, hired a coach, or joined a running club. And I'm not fast. My PR is just under 4 hours, but I've always finished. Training matters, but what gets me through a race as difficult as a marathon is an approach I take in my life that just happens to help my running too. I call it the law of equal effort. And it's pretty simple. Regardless of what life throws at you, put in the same effort. Following this theory, the progress you make over time can vary significantly, but in the end, you get to the same place and you feel a lot better when you're done. Most importantly, you actually make it to the end. The law of equal effort will help you when you're taking on a big challenge and you don't feel confident. You don't always get to decide when things will be easy or hard, but you get to decide how to deal with the ups and downs when they come. Here's how you can put the law of equal effort to work in your day-to-day life, as well as a few situations when you should take a different approach. We'll apply it to three examples: running a marathon, naturally, building a business, and maintaining a relationship. Define your forever pace. Every long-distance runner is familiar with the idea of pacing. When you're trying to go a certain distance, it's the speed that, if you successfully maintain it, will get you to the finish line on time. If you go too fast, you risk burning out. Any marathoner who's ever hit the wall knows the misery that comes from running over pace. I know my forever pace is around 9 minutes and 45 seconds a mile. That's the speed where it feels like no matter what comes my way, I can keep running forever. Pacing applies to every area of your life, and knowing your forever pace will help you make smart decisions about how to take on big challenges. Pacing when you're starting a business. Let's say you want to start a business. First, you'd ask yourself if it's your passion project you want to run forever or if you're starting something to sell after a few years. Each of these scenarios needs a pace, but it'll be different depending on the goal. If you want to run your business forever, well, you pick a pace you can stick with forever. That doesn't mean you will stick with it forever, but if you don't set a reasonable pace from the beginning, you'll burn out and give up early. On the other hand, if you're building something you want to sell in 2 years, you'd ask yourself, what needs to get done in the next 2 years? And what pace can I maintain that will get me there? You may need to push yourself pretty hard to make the goal, but you'll at least know what that pace is so you don't go too fast and hit the wall or too slow and miss the target. Pacing for relationships. What if you're an introvert and you're building a relationship with a new friend or partner? You don't normally build relationships with an end in mind, so being aware of your forever pace is important. Sprint in the beginning, and you might get tired of them, or you might burn them out and cause them to push you away. If you go too slow, you might get frustrated things aren't progressing or make the other person think you're aloof. Whatever you're working on, a marathon, a business, a relationship, or anything else that takes time, knowing the pace you can maintain will help you make the best choices to get what you want in the time you want it. Law of equal effort. When to deviate from your pace. When you know your forever pace, you know what effort you have to put in to meet your goals. For example, if I want to beat my marathon PR, I know I have to keep a pace of at least 8:44 throughout the race. The problem with pacing, though, is it's one-dimensional, while life has many dimensions that complicate things. This is where the law of equal effort really shines. In a marathon, there are physical complications, steep uphills that slow you down, long downhills that make it easy to coast, and joints that start hurting at random intervals. psychological complications too. The people around you influence your actions. In the beginning, you're surrounded by energetic people who make you want to sprint, even though you have 26 miles left. By the end, you're sore and surrounded by exhausted people. You want to slow down, even though there's only a tiny distance left. A novice runner will ignore their pacing when it's most important and try to stick to it when it's least important. They'll get caught up in the excitement and run too fast at the starting line, not realizing they just used up everything they need at the end. Or they'll feel their pace slowing on a difficult hill and push themselves to speed up. Both scenarios, especially combined, lead to burnout and poor performance. A better approach? Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Law of Equal Effort, Do Big Things Without Burning Out by Tyler Trevorin of Riskology.co. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Tyler. Burnout is real. It's kind of funny how we all experience it with certain things, even things that are good, like running, exercising, starting a business, and relationships. Yet even knowing this could be an issue, we ignore the early signs of burnout and go at whatever pace we feel like in the moment. And as Tyler mentioned, that can cause plenty of problems down the road. For me, I accidentally started at the right pace with this podcast, but thought it'd be pretty easy to add Optimal Finance Daily and Optimal Health Daily within 6 months of launching this show, and that was difficult. I was probably doing 90% of the work while trying to get help anywhere I could, training others to show them what exactly I'm doing, all while trying to keep my head above water so that the hosts of those shows could have enough time to record. And excitement is a great thing, but if we don't pace ourselves, we'll definitely suffer later. But we're going to finish up this post tomorrow. I'll have more for you then. So for now, thank you for being here and listening every day. And we'll finish up this one tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.